It's Thursday, May 7, 2026.
Some meteorologists are predicting a super El Niño later this year, meaning a higher chance of drought and damage to food crops.
Forecasters warn the coming El Niño could be the most powerful El Niño in a century.
Energy supply is just falling short.
U.S. electric grid regulator issues rare warning about data centers overtaxing the grid. Plus, solar-covered canals in California generate clean power and conserve water.
Cool. All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's already May. Are we getting a house on the shore this summer? Or are we going to really splurge and get a whole tank of gas?
I can't afford either. I'm staying home. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, so much for that house on the shore this summer, eh?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah. As the global energy supply shock caused by Donald Trump's war on Iran drags on, this week the nation's top electric grid authority, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, issued a rare level 3 alert, the highest level, warning that the proliferation of data centers across the country is straining the national electric grid, posing, quote, immediate risks and reliability concerns.
Wow, we better start ignoring that immediately.
The council ordered grid operators to take specific steps now to address the rise in grid instability caused by data centers that are creating the conditions for widespread blackouts and could lead to rate hikes for consumers.
Will lead to rate hikes for consumers.
Buckle up. Forecasters warn that the brewing El Niño in the Pacific Ocean could equal the strongest El Niño ever recorded back in 1877. That El Niño brought widespread drought, monsoon failure, and global food crises across Asia, Africa, and South America. El Niños release a tremendous amount of excess ocean heat into the atmosphere. That boosts global temperatures, bringing severe storms, increased flood risks, longer, more intense heat waves, droughts, and fires.
You are just nothing but good news today.
In not great news as well.
Oh, great.
In elections this week, voters in a red Ohio county narrowly upheld a controversial ban on utility-scale solar and wind projects.
Really?
Campaign filings show that organizations that were advocating to keep the solar ban in place were funded by pro-fossil fuel groups.
Go figure.
Under the pretense of protecting farmland. But farmers say that renewables are a financial lifeline that helps them to stay on their land.
Yeah, but sorry, farmers, you can't have it. It's banned. That's nuts.
Yes, it is. And worse, on the federal level, in a significant escalation of Donald Trump's irrational war on cheap, clean wind energy, the New York Times reports that the Trump administration has halted nearly all onshore wind development across the U.S., citing vague, unspecified national security concerns. The Trump Defense Department has halted more than 160 wind projects on private lands, including wind farms that don't usually require the department's approval. Critics say it is a dumb strategy to halt wind energy development amidst an electricity affordability crisis as data centers use up even more power. Before the Iran war started, utility CEO Jim Ketchum on CNBC explained that renewables are by far the fastest way to meet rising demand.
Renewables can be delivered right now. They're ready right now. They can accommodate that demand today. Gas-fired generation won't be ready until 2030 or beyond at scale.
This is insane. Didn't you start this report by saying that the grid was not going to have enough energy to handle all of this, that we were going to see blackouts from all of this?
Yes.
And yet we're blocking the use of clean, cheap, renewable energy that could add power to the system overnight.
Yes.
Crazy.
Finally, we covered this last year, but now the data is in. A pilot project in California has demonstrated conclusively that solar panels installed over irrigation canals not only generate cheap, clean electricity, but also significantly reduce water evaporation and algae growth by 85%. Plus, during that record heat wave back in March, California's growing array of utility-scale batteries delivered a record amount of electricity, meeting more than 40% of the state's demand, equivalent to 12 large nuclear power plants. But unlike nuclear, the battery storage was built in a fraction of the time and at less than the cost of one nuclear power plant.
Well, don't say it too loud, because Donald Trump will ban solar canals and batteries. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.